Pray. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and through thy word to us draw near. Amen. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I know you're not from the 1960s, but maybe you've heard it. The singer is asking for respect from her man. I think that everybody wants to be treated with respect, but that doesn't mean that everybody treats everybody else with respect. Perhaps part of the problem is that we don't really know what respect is. We don't find this word used very often in the Bible, as is in our English translations. Instead, what we find is the word fear. When we use this word, we usually mean terror or fright. Indeed, that is one side of fear. But it is like a coin. It has another side. And the other side is respect, reverence, awe. And that's usually what we understand when we read in the Bible about the fear of God. But why use the same word to talk about two seemingly opposite concepts? Well, the reason might be found in the reaction that goes along with fear. So whether you're filled with great respect or with fright, the following physical reactions can take place. Cold hands, pounding heart or rapidly beating heart, rapid breathing, sweating, dry mouth, trembling, a funny feeling in the pit of your stomach, freezing up. Another thing that the two concepts have in common is the desire not to displease the one whom you fear. Whether you are in awe of that person or afraid of him, you want to make sure that he is happy. However, the reason for wanting to make him happy are drastically different. If you're afraid of him, then you want to please him so he doesn't hurt you. If you have great respect for that person, you want to please him so that you don't hurt him. Another difference may have to do with proximity. Terror causes you to want to be far away from the object of your fear. Respect wants you to be closer to the object of your fear. So fear can move in both directions, towards respect and towards fright. What makes the difference? Why does it react one way and at one time and another way at another? Well, the difference can be seen in the object of the fear. If you believe that the object of your fear cares about you, then you will regard him with respect. If you believe that he doesn't care about you, then your fear will be fright. So it has to do with whether or not you think the person loves you. So when the Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, it means that we should have such great respect for our God that we will avoid that which is offensive to him, evil. We aren't afraid that if we do evil, God is going to punish us. That's not the kind of fear of God we're talking about. Rather, we don't want to hurt him, because God grieves when his children sin. On the other hand, when the Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, it means that those who reject the Lord Jesus and his sacrifice have nothing but the frightening prospect of God's terrifying wrath to look forward to. The respectful see God as one who loves them one who sacrificed his son to save them. The frightened see God as a terrible, vengeful deity who's going to punish them for disobeying. So those people hate God, and they hate everything he stands for. When Jesus comes in the clouds of heaven, the former, the respectful, will rejoice. But the latter, the frightened ones, will say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." We fear the Lord because he loves us. We want to do those things which please him. We don't want to disappoint him. And when we do the wrong thing, we are quick to repent, to go to him because we know he loves us, to go to him and ask for his forgiveness. His grace then renews our reverence for him so that we continue to serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling, as the psalmist says. Now, what about our respect for one another? Are there people here at ILC that you want to please because you're afraid of them and what they might do to you? Are there people here that you want to please because you respect them? Both of these attitudes would be covered by the one word, fear. Well, what motivates us then to be afraid of the one and respect the other? Well, it all goes back to the Lord. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. So think of that person sitting beside you, or in front of you, or behind you. That person is a creation of God. Respect him as such. More importantly, Christ suffered and died for her. Respect her. She is an indispensable part of God's plan. Respect her. If you respect the Lord, you will respect those who belong to the Lord. God has a special purpose for him or her. We've talked about that in the past. Because of all this, you should respect that person. Therefore, treat one another with goodness, kindness, love, patience, gentleness, long-suffering, honor. Respect one another, not out of fright, but because that person is God's child and is an important part of God's plan. God grant that we may serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling, and that we may honor and respect one another. We close with hymn 32, verses 3 and 4.